WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
A whole generation of men some grown to maturity, reading some very erroneous things about New Orleans.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Play ball with me.
No, no. Put your dress down. God, you have to act like a little lady, you know.
Please play with me.
No, I'm busy.
Freak socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to like I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You got some balls to play with, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please play with them.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Back in the saddle again, as I used to say.
And then here we are in 2014, you know, you've got this new album coming out soon, which is probably going to sell as many as the last one, which was absolutely huge. Can you believe in 2014 that you've still got these fans that care about you, you've got younger fans who are maybe discovering your music through stuff like Iron Man, and can you believe you're here talking about a new album and possibly a new tour?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it is a long time. And I guess you don't really think of it at this time, you know, because I suppose it all goes that quick. And, yeah, it is kind of surprising, I suppose.
Does it still excite you about possibly going out and touring and doing it live?
I'm excited. I'm dead excited because, yeah, you know, as you get older, you know, you take things for granted in a kind of way. You know, and then as you get older, you suddenly start realizing what a great gig you have, what a job you've got, you know, best job I've ever had, you know. And you want to take your, you know, every opportunity to fulfill that, you know, get out in front of the fans. You know, and you were saying before, it's 2014, the band's never changed, you know.
Yeah, but that's what the fans love about it. It's still...
The fans, the world has sort of got it. Finally, yeah. Kind of got it and come along with the band and suddenly saying, this is no nonsense. We've had to put up with the heavy metal, with the hard rock and this and that, and it's all nothing.
You guys are still standing.
Rock and roll. It was just rock and roll. And it could never put in a box. And I guess that's the great puzzle about the band.
Yeah.
And we've never changed, but it's nice to see that everybody's come along and joined the party.
We'll be right back. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. Only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this evening we are honoring one of WMFO's best DJs ever. A very eloquent man who broadcast a total of 23 years here on WMFO, starting in 1975 after he had been at WGBH for 9 years. Yes, I am talking about the legendary Hank Fonts, who hosted Promethean Commentary plus Jazz. And what we're doing in this evening's sound collage is actually bringing you a radio show within a radio show. After Hank had passed away, his friend Ron Herault eventually got in touch with me and provided me with 4 high-quality CD archive recordings from Hank's WGBH program, Real New Orleans. And these 4 episodes were from 1967 and 1968. Transferred, I guess, from tape onto CD. And what we are doing here is a real canonical Tears of the Gods, where we are going deep into just two styles of music. And it's even deeper than that, because we're going to be exploring a bunch of New Orleans jazz and other jazz that Hank had on his Real New Orleans show. The episode that we've got is from March 2nd, 1968. And what we're going to be doing is mixing that up with AC/DC's penultimate album, the Rock or Bust, which didn't have Malcolm, who is a founder along with his brother. Tim and Angus are the essence of AC/DC, but Malcolm had been diagnosed with dementia, and his nephew Stevie took his place playing the songs with Angus that Angus and Malcolm had written together. And Stevie even used Uncle Malcolm's Gretsch guitar in his Marshall amp. And it's a great album. So we're going to be hearing some cuts from that, as well as some other AC/DC songs that are really deep cuts that you simply are never going to hear on any of the commercial radio stations, even if they do play some AC/DC songs that weren't among the biggest. So what we're doing, backing me up right now is Earl Hagen with A Different Kind of Jazz. This is the theme from I Spy. This is some real jazz, ultra lounge jazz. And we are going to have, well, the format is I've mixed up a couple of sets with some, not New Orleans jazz in particular, but some jazz music that I know Hank loved because they were in his record collection. Like in the next set, we'll be hearing from Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. And we're going to be hearing, some AC/DC deep cuts. And from different albums, we've got one from A Flick of the Switch and another one from Stiff Upper Lip in the next set. And then after that, we're going to be hearing a complete excerpt from Hank's March 2nd, 1968 WGBH radio program, a radio show within the radio show. And then another set of me mixing things up, and then the other completion of Hank's March 2nd in that same way. So let's get things going and start your Friday night sound collage party we started off the show with our intro set there. We heard from Duke Ellington and Rockin' Rhythm. And then there was an interview with Angus and Brian Johnson, the lead singer, talking about the tour they were going to be going on. And then we heard the title track from AC/DC's Rock or Bust. And we're going to begin our next set here with a deep cut from Rock or Bust. I think this is the best one on the album that has not been released as a single. It's called Baptism by Fire.
Put your dress down. God, you have to act like a little lady, you know?
Please play with me.
No, I'm busy.
What a man, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
Thank you.
it means to miss New Orleans and miss it each night and day. I know I'm not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer I stay away. Yes, it's the lost colored vines, the tall sugar pines, the mockingbird sings to sing. And I like to see the lazy Mississippi hurrying into spring. Oh, the mighty rise, the memories of Creole tunes that fill the air. I dream of Oldie Anderson June, and I'm wishing that I were there. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans, since that's where you left your heart? And there's something more, I miss the one I care for more than I miss New Orleans.
Come on now. You wouldn't say no to a lady.
I don't know why not. They always say no to me.
Come on, play with me. Play with me.
Thank you. kind of rhythm spread around, sort of set you sizzling. Now I'm all through with symphony. Oh, rock it for me. Every night you'll see all the nifties plenty tight, swinging down the 50s. Now they're all through with symphony. Oh, 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 rock it for me. Now it's true that once upon a time the opera was a thing, but today the rage is rhythm and rhyme. So won't you satisfy my soul with the rock and roll? You can't be tame while the band is playing. It ain't no shame to keep your body swaying. Beat it out in the minor key. Oh, rock it for me. Can't you hear me singing la 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 while the band is swinging? Politely, rightly, and slightly. Oh, 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 rock it for me. Now I'm all through with this stuff they call symphony. Come on, boys, and sort of rock it for me. They don't want to hear any more symphony. Tell me, Jack, you better get hip to yourself and rock it for me. It's true that once upon a time the opera was the thing, but today the rage is rhythm and rhyme. So won't you satisfy my soul with the rock and roll? You can't be tame while the band is playing. It ain't no shame to keep your body swaying. They beat it out in the minor key. Oh, rock it. Oh, rock it. Say, won't you rock it for me?
Oh, no, I can do that, baby. That's my job.
Fifty.
You are tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, community, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this week is called Rock or Bust Plus Real Jazz with Hank Fonts, legendary WMFO DJ who was on the air here for a total of 23 years. And before that, he was on WGBH radio. He had a Saturday night radio show called Real New Orleans that focused on New Orleans style jazz music. And in this episode, coming up next, is the radio show within the radio show, as we will be time traveling back to that evening of March 2nd, 1968, when Hank Fonts was just a 45-year-old whippersnapper. You know, he passed away in 2013 at age 90. And, well, let's go over. We started off that last set, the first set, actually, of the evening, with AC/DC. And what was, in my mind, the best track on their 2014 Rock or Bust album that wasn't released as a single, Baptism by Fire. And then we heard Louis Armstrong, one of Hank's favorite musicians, and one of mine, too, as far as... Louis Armstrong, he's just great. Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, which I found on the great Satchmo. Then another deep cut from Angus and Malcolm, Give It Up from Stiff Upper Lip. And then a genre jump, once again, over to some jazz with Ella Fitzgerald. Jazz, actually, a song called Rocket For Me. And we concluded the set with AC/DC once again and Bedlam in Belgium from Flick of the Switch. And that song actually described a concert in Belgium where that really got out of hand because they had a curfew but the concert took a while to get started. And they went on late, and then the police were trying to shut them down, and it was a kind of cat and mouse game with them basically even getting chased all over the stage by the police, kind of keystone cops kind of thing. But that's what that song was about. And thanks to Chuck Yu for calling in. And well, Chuck, I'm dedicating this public service message to you. Yes, May is National Bike Month, and I know Chuck is a big urban bicyclist. And the third week in May, this week, is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass and then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it's safe. When it's not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere, and they just don't care. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle it is, and then every week can be Bike to Work Week for you. This has been a message from your outdoor and exercise loving friends here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. Meanwhile, backing me up is Billy May. Yes, Billy May with Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. But let's get going right now with our special feature. Well, the first of our special feature aspect of tonight's show, the radio program within the radio program. Here is a 45-year-old Hank Fonce and Real.
Good evening. This is Hank Fonce with New Orleans Jazz. And if you like your jazz straight, then stick around, because this old march is soon going to get a real treatment. Tonight, as every Saturday night at the same time, we present that completely unadulterated, always from the heart, traditional sound of the colored populations of southeastern Louisiana. A music just as fresh and meaningful today as it was in those pristine 1890s, when Buddy Bolden himself was stomping them down at Globe Hall on St. Peter Street near Basin. Right now, we have the 72-year-old Kid Thomas Valentine and his Algiers Stompers with us. Algiers being just a 10-minute ferry boat ride from the end of Canal Street. Yes, that's Kid Thomas on trumpet, Louis Nelson's on trombone, Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax, George Gaino on banjo, Octave Crosby on piano, Joe Butler on string bass, and cigar-smoking Sammy Penn on drums. The Algiers Stompers, swinging out the truth. Thomas Valentine and his Algiers Stompers. Authentic jazz of the Crescent City, New Orleans, Louisiana. In a world where a veritable premium is attached to pretense and all-around phoniness, the music of Kid Thomas and others like him is a breath of fresh air. The jazz created and sustained by these ebony-skinned barbers, longshoremen, plasterers, cigar makers, Pullman car porters, house painters, and handymen of New Orleans has been this country's greatest art contribution. The 60, 70, and 80-year-olds who still play this music have for the most part been grossly overlooked by almost all of those jazz experts who wield public influence. A whole generation and then some has grown to maturity, believing some very erroneous things about New Orleans jazz. In general, the popular conception goes something like this. Long ago in New Orleans, some fumbling, ham-fat musicians stumbled upon some quite elementary disciplines which might be called a kindergarten jazz. Then a few of the comparatively better New Orleans men went north and got educated by other more important standards, and their music now began to take on some semblance of character. Then in the 1940s and on through the 1950s and up to the present great and necessary time, intellectual precepts were brought to the rescue and respectable jazz was born. Yes, in all too many minds, the story dwells that jazz must follow in the paths of other Western musics. In truth, jazz must never lose its raw yet beautifully balanced collective improvisation and its own sublime and subtle dignity. This music arose from real-life situations. It's come out of the hearts of an oppressed but resilient people and has continued its brilliant way in the city of its birth, while other musics, other places, arrogate the name jazz. True, there are some other musics which can correctly be called jazz, but there are others still which may possibly trace their lineage to the traditional music of New Orleans by only the most tenuous of threads. Usually this thread carries none of the original emotional impact of New Orleans jazz. The music of Buddy Baldwin, Freddie Keppert, Joe Oliver, Louis Armstrong, Punch Miller, and Kid Thomas has always been an affirmation of life and living. So much of the most recent so-called jazz has expressed precisely the opposite. Another matter for consideration revolves around the word improvisation. Improvisation should mean to play the way one feels, but this should be how one really feels, not the way one is supposed to feel. In other words, a musician should improvise in a natural manner, not in an affected one. When self-consciousness creeps into a jazz man's work, his true spontaneity departs, and he's no longer playing true jazz. Of course, a musician should be entitled to play any music that he wants, only please, don't insist on calling certain musics jazz when they obviously represent the antithesis of what jazz is all about. Deep in the real tradition, the old jazz men of New Orleans continue to send out their timeless message. What is good, what is true, and what is beautiful is well within that message. It needs only to be examined by the human heart. Well, let's hear that Kid Thomas band again now, this time with the same personnel as before. The Algiers Stompers play one of their leader's most cogent numbers, Algiers Strut. Thank you. Kid Thomas Valentine, blazing down that home stretch as only he can. To witness this small, wiry septuagenarian driving out those patented final choruses is to be transported to the mountain home of the gods. If Diogenes walked the earth today, I'd tell him to head right for New Orleans, because that's where he'd find Kid Thomas, a thoroughly honest man whose music can only come out pure and undefiled. Tom Valentine is one musician who would rather cast his well-beloved trumpet into the nearby muddy Mississippi than to make it utter a single sound he didn't believe in. The dedication of this man toward his music and what it stands for is stamped well upon each and every note he plays. In this music, it's what's inside that counts. Technical marvels come and go, musical acrobats the same, but conviction and rectitude, equaling soul, make for immortality. During August of 1960, the Algiers Stompers gave a concert at Tulane University in uptown New Orleans. Lining up behind Kid Thomas's trumpet were Louis Nelson on trombone, Emil Barnes on clarinet, Joe James on piano, Joe Butler on string bass, and Sammy Penn on drums. One of their selections there was that old familiar melody, When My Dreamboat Comes Home. Thank you.